Exclusive and Coulter, GOP at Point of Extinction Due to Mass Immigration. By John Binder on November 28, 2018. New York Times best-selling author and populist conservative columnist Ann Coulter says the Republican Party is just at the point of extinction without a shot due to mass illegal and legal immigration to the country that continues importing more than 1.5 million immigrants a year. In an interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily, Coulter told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow that the United States, due to mass immigration and rapid demographic shifts, will be electorally dominated by Democrats indefinitely in about five more years, calling Trump the last Republican president. Coulter said, "I have very little hope for the country. It's going to be bad. It's going to be Brazil first. We're about to lose Texas and Florida. Those elections were razor thin. And every day, more and more immigrants turn 18 and start voting, canceling out all your votes. It's about five more years, Trump will be the last Republican president." Emphasis added. While Coulter blasted Trump's record on immigration thus far, noting that a border wall still has not been built and the president has yet to sign an executive order ending the country's anchor baby policy, she also took a shot at idiot Republicans who have yet to acknowledge the immigration crisis facing the nation. "They've been bragging about ha ha ha, we changed the demographics. And idiot Republicans are running around arguing about the import-export bank or even abortion. Look, abortion is important, but, you lose everything conservatives. Whatever you think is the most important issue. Gun rights, abortion, anything the Supreme Court does, anything the Congress does. If you never have another Republican president, nor, I might add, another Republican Senate or House, I mean the demographics that changed, have already flipped California, are about to flip Texas and Florida and various other states. Smaller states, we're just at the point of extinction without a shot." Emphasis added. "All of our votes are being canceled out by immigrants, 80% of whom block vote for the Democrats." Emphasis added. Listen to Coulter's full interview here. As Breitbart News has extensively reported, the U.S. is on track to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters in the next two decades should current legal immigration levels continue. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million foreign voters who will arrive in the country through the process known as chain migration, where newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. Congressional districts with the largest foreign-born populations in the country, like New York's 14th District, where the foreign population is nearing 50%, elected some of the most far-left Democrat candidates, Breitbart News noted. University of Maryland, College Park researcher James Gimple has found in recent years that more immigrants to the U.S. inevitably means more Democrat voters and thus, increasing electoral victories for the Democrat Party. In 2014, Gimple's research concluded with three major findings. Immigrants, particularly Hispanics and Asians, have policy preferences when it comes to the size and scope of government that are more closely aligned with progressives than with conservatives. As a result, survey data show a 2-to-1 party identification with Democrats over Republicans. By increasing income inequality and adding to the low-income population, for example, immigrants and their minor children account for 1/4 of those in poverty and 1/3 of the uninsured, immigration likely makes all voters more supportive of redistributive policies championed by Democrats to support disadvantaged populations. There is evidence that immigration may cause more Republican-oriented voters to move away from areas of high immigrant settlement, leaving behind a more lopsided Democrat majority. Democrats like former San Antonio, Texas Mayor Julian Castro admit that mass immigration to the U.S. will result in Democrat dominance for generations in swing states. Every year the U.S. admits more than 1.5 million foreign nationals, with the vast majority deriving from chain migration. In 2017, the foreign-born population reached a record high of 44.5 million. By 2023, the Center for Immigration Studies estimates that the legal and illegal immigrant population of the U.S. will make up nearly 15% of the entire U.S. population. Breitbart News Daily airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.